Listen carefully to what I'm saying, and make sure you understand every part of it. We are in a debate with opponents, so we must use the method of reducing their arguments to absurdity, the same way Paul often does. This will make it easier to expose the flaws in their claims. Let's start by asking them what they mean by the phrase, "When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father." If we take this statement at face value and not in a manner befitting God, it implies that he will not possess the kingdom after delivering it, because when something is handed over to someone else, the giver no longer retains it. Also, this would suggest that the recipient, in this case, the Father, was not the ruler of the kingdom prior to receiving it. Thus, in their view, neither was the Father the king managing our affairs before, nor will the Son be a king after these things. But then how does the Son's own statement, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working," make sense? And what about Daniel's prophecy? His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom that will not be destroyed. Notice how this interpretation creates many inconsistencies and conflicts with Scripture when the words are taken in a literal human sense.